Transformation and transfiguration into Christ's glory are the key words that help us to focus on the central point of this Sunday readings. The readings focus on the mystery of God's action that transforms us and gives us a glimpse of future glory. In the first reading, God reaches out to Abraham and through Christ to people of all nations with a covenant of blessings and prosperity. The covenant with Abraham is sealed in the context of the sacrifice while Abraham is transfigured in the presence of the Lord. Now, as the sun was setting, Abraham fell into a deep sleep, and terror seized him. Abraham puts his faith in the Lord, and therefore God affirms his covenant of future blessings and glory. Paul, in the second reading, urges us to become deeply aware of the purpose of our life if we trust in God's promises in Christ, because our homeland is in heaven. We must therefore look forward to the time when Christ will transform our bodies into his own image. Paul concludes by appealing that we remain faithful in the Lord to the end. This is because God is not finished with us, but is still working on us, transforming us into his own image. In the Gospel, Luke links the account of the transfiguration to the Paschal mystery of Christ. Jesus took with him Peter and John and James and went up the mountain to pray. As he prayed, the aspect of his face changed. Luke in this episode underlines the link between the Passion and the Transfiguration, the difficult journey towards Jerusalem, and Jesus' entry into glory through his death and resurrection. Jesus is transfigured because of his intimate relationship with the Father. The transfiguration takes place as Jesus enters into prayer before the Father to reflect on the purpose of his coming into the world and its ultimate fulfillment. The Gospel reminds us that we too must not forget our goal in this world, namely our own final transfiguration. Before facing the final part of his journey towards Jerusalem, Jesus goes apart to pray. At that moment of intimate relationship with the Father, his divinity is revealed. So what message do we take home this Sunday? One, like Abraham in the first reading, God takes us aside during this Lenten season to speak to us so that, like Abraham, our faith and trust in God may be deepened as God reveals himself to us. Two, as we continue our journey through Lent, Jesus invites us to accompany him on the mountain, a place where we too will be transformed into more effective instruments of his message. And finally, like Jesus on this mountain of prayer, we reflect and refocus on our journey, training our minds to focus on heavenly things, for our citizenship is in heaven. In other words, during this season of Lent, we are invited to desire holiness so that Christ may transfigure us into his own image. I am Monsignor John Binder. God bless you.